First day in pads.
Exciting. Yeah. I think we've all been waiting for this moment. Ever since OTAs, you can tell that everybody's in that competitive mode. Everybody wants to work. Everybody wants to see their improvements. And I think having this day is the day that we get to see our improvements, see what we've been working on this whole offseason. So it's going to be really heated. I know it's going to get crazy in there, but everybody's excited to compete.
Do you think it'll be any different with Greg here?
As far as what?
Just anything added to the contact, the hitting, the drills you might do? Or?
I think Coach Williams did a great job with getting into our minds and just changing our mentality, making us think aggressive, think gritty, think nasty, just thinking like a dominant defense. And so that's really what helped me out as a player, and I can see it in the rest of the D-line as far as our effort and as far as how we're working and competing against each other.
Danny, has
Greg Williams, showed you, Aaron Donald tape? I mean, or is that something that you've done by yourself? Is there any, conversation about trying to aspire to be anything like him?
He definitely mentioned Aaron Donald and the type of players that, are elite like him. But it's more of him showing us film on our mistakes and having us, get all those mistakes out, never want to repeat mistakes, and focusing on coming hard and perfect, trying to be perfect the next day. So, we had a lot of those days and OTAs, and I think everybody's tired of hearing those and seeing those mistakes, and so we're just trying to get out and practice today.
How does your role change from a 3-4 to going to this 4-4?
I don't know. I guess it just gives me more opportunity to make plays, and that's what I see it as, and that's what's exciting to me is that I get to play this position and have a role where I get to just get off and get knocked back, and I don't have to worry about everything else.
Hey, Danny, we've seen some little snippets of the potential of this defensive front with those rush drills over there. When it's you and Dez and Jamie and Miles, what do you see as the potential for that unit?
I see a lot of great things, great potential for our D-line group. We're a young group. We're, physically, big group. And I love it because that brings up the competition. We have guys that are super fast with their get-offs. We have guys that are super powerful. And it's just nonstop competing for us. And that's what I love about my group. We got guys like Trey Coley, who hasn't really had an opportunity yet to get his name out there, but he's been probably one of the most productive D linemen since OTAs. And you have Larry, a guy who's just physically talented. We just have a lot of great guys that are going to push each other.
It's an interesting mix, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like you said, with the speed and some power inside.
Right.
How about you personally? How do you come in as a different player, a different person this year, maybe a different mindset?
I think for me, it really determines how I continue to work. I think a lot last year I got too complacent, and I really didn't keep that consistency. And so that's something that I really need to work on going into the season. But as far as right now, I think my role is to be a better leader, vocally, in the film room, out on the field, just getting with younger guys and giving them 2 cents that I know, and just making sure everybody is doing their job, holding each other to their job and being accountable.
Is this the first true barometer for you guys as a defense? OTAs, mini camp, you don't get to tackle, you don't get to hit. Is this really the first true chance to see where you're at defensively today?
personally for me, that's what I like to see. I don't like doing practices with helmets or jerseys or just walkthroughs, because I feel like I don't really get that much out of it. I mean, you get to do the technique and all that, but when you get the pads on, it's a different story. It's simulating games, simulating that live feeling and that, you know, that burst of energy you feel when you put on the pads and the helmet. So it's going to be an exciting time today.
Danny, if I remember right, you came in about 20 pounds or so lighter from your rookie year to last year. Was that right? And then are you any different physically this year from a year ago?
I think mentally I'm more prepared, more mature with that. I feel like I have these past 2 years to experience everything and learn from the mistakes and other guys' mistakes. And so going into this year, I feel more mentally prepared.
Hey, Danny, Phil Savage, I know you know him from the Senior Bowl. He made the point to me and several other people before the draft, the Browns draft Myles Garrett, they really have to solve this problem against the run because they're investing so much in a pass rusher, but if you don't stop the run, you can't really turn him loose. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you guys are better situated or better prepared to finally figure out the problems against the run?
Yeah, I think, like I was saying about Coach Williams bringing in that new mindset, mentality of being a more aggressive defense, a more nastier defense, that adds to us stopping the run. Everything we do is competing, and everything that we do as a defense, we're all competing against each other to get to the ball, get the ball out, make plays. And so it's our new mindset that Coach Williams is bringing to the table. And I've seen it since OTAs, and I want to see a bigger change with the pads on.
You think his system is better suited?
I think it really is giving us all opportunities to make plays, and so I'm excited.
How do you think you got complacent last year, and what was kind of going on with you?
I think towards maybe middle to end of the season, I just got easily distracted. Wasn't really focusing on taking care of my body, so there's like minor nicks and stuff, and I just didn't have that same dominating mindset that I had at the beginning of the season. So my goal this year is to continue to keep improving every day and keep, you know, just practicing to be a pro bowler.
Was the losing part of that mentality? I mean, when you're 0-14,
yeah,
it's gotta be hard to.
Probably. I've never been in that situation until last year, so it's good that, you know, I got it out of the way now, and I can focus on getting more wins.
I mean, you were even kind of quiet with us. I mean, you know, you sort of seemed like you went into a little bit of a shell or something like that as the season went along. Was that an accurate perception?
Yeah, I mean, I just focus on now, you know, just being able to, you know, take what I've learned over the past 2 years and apply it to this season and be a more dominant player.
Hey, Danny, what was the Haslam's message to you guys the other night?
Really to just know your identity, you know who you are, know who you represent. We're Cleveland Browns, and we have to represent that. And we want the Cleveland Brown image to be new, and we want respect added to that name. And so it all depends on how we work this offseason and we finish this training camp and how we attack this season. So our goal is to bring that name and bring respect to it.
Hey, have you flushed 1-15 from your memory, or do you need to, do you want to?
I mean, you're always going to have that in the back of your mind, and that's always going to drive you. It's what everybody, it's what every little thing that goes wrong, everybody has that in the back of your mind. But for me, I'm just concentrating on this season and, you know, trying to be the best I can be for the team.
What did you do in the offseason to sort of get yourself kind of turned around, you know, mentally, physically, whatever the case may be?
I did a lot of, like, traveling. You know, I trained out here locally like I always do. And then I actually went to Hawaii, trained out there. Trained with some veterans, Michael Bennett. I got to get some knowledge from him. Then I trained in Samoa, and that was a bigger change for me as far as, you know, the elements and the environment that I'm training in. But that was like a more humbling experience for me, getting to see family there and getting to train on the beach, train with the little resources we have over there. I had a trainer fly out to come help me train and push myself. And then I did my last part of training in Washington, see family again, and, you know, came back here ready with a new mindset.
Do you feel like you have such a obligation to, you know, to do well for, you know, for your family, for the people back home, that you just spent some time training and that stuff?
I mean, I feel like you have to. In any occupation that you're in, you have to have that type of, what was the word we used? That type of, just, I don't want to call it pride, but just, yeah, appreciation, you know. Know where you came from, know the family that you're representing, know the people that you work for, and you know you have to represent every time, everywhere you go. So that's part of, like, my mindset all the time, is knowing that I'm representing something bigger than me.
What do you think of the competition at the three technique spot? It seems like there's a bunch of guys kind of, it's up for grabs.
I think each position in the D-line room is just going to be tough. I don't know. I'm going to have to let the coaches decide that, because I can't decide who's, you know, should be starting, who should be, you know, the next guys. And so we just have a different type of D-line group this year. Everybody's hungry. Everybody wants to play. And everybody's doing the work to be able to play.
When you look back as your rookie year to that defensive line to now, just kind of like describe the what an upgrade it is from just 2 years ago.
I wouldn't say it's an upgrade. I mean, we had different skill sets my rookie year. And that year, I felt like I grew as a player, learning from the veterans on the team. This year is a lot different. We have younger talent and, you know, younger skill set. And so I think we're just more aggressive, I feel like. Being young, you know, don't have too many years on you, so you don't have those nicks that the veterans usually have. And so everybody's competing against each other, and everybody's pushing each other. So it's fun.
Have you gotten married yet? And if so, or if you're getting ready to get married, how has that whole situation kind of changed during your outlook as well?
Well, I get married next year after the season. So I got to do a little bit of wedding stuff when I went back home in Washington. But my fiance, she's been doing most of the work. She's been doing a great job. And, you know, I'm just the one, you know, putting in my 2 cents, yes or no, agreeing with her.
But,
yeah. Yeah.
Where's the wedding going to be?
It's going to be in Washington. Yeah. Back home. That's where both of our family is.
Early next year? Or?
Yeah. So we're thinking February. Or we already have it set for February, yeah.
All these changes that you've made, how do you feel like, you know, just even in your mindset, how do you think this will translate into your on-the-field performance?
I think it's going to translate perfectly with everything that I've done this offseason, everything that the coaches brought, everything that my teammates have brought to the table. Everything is coming along great. I can tell from the first OTA practice to this training camp practice, everybody's mindset's different. Everybody's feeling a lot more comfortable with the playbook. Everybody's playing a lot better.
What do you feel is, you know, a Pro Bowl season in?
That's my goal. That's my goal. I had a little taste of it last year, but this year you know, I want to finish off right and hopefully earn that spot.
How much of a role does chemistry play in a defensive line as opposed to individuals just, playing the best they can and winning your battles at your position? Is chemistry something that's really needed?
Yeah, I mean, chemistry is something that you need in any occupation, really. You can't get anything going without, you know, that comfortability of knowing who you're working with. Knowing the guy next to you is going to do their job, trusting that they're going to do their job. So, I mean, it plays a big part for us, and I feel like we've done a great job with getting to know each other and pushing each other, but I think we can do better.
You were the team's top draft pick the year you came out. This year Garrett is, and now you guys in the front seven together. Is it important for you two to get along? How are you getting along?
Like I said, chemistry is a big part, and we're doing a great job as a D-line, as a defense, as a team. So I feel like we can still do a little bit better and get to know each other a lot better. But as for now, we're doing a good job.
We've gotten to know you now that we're seeing him. He seems like a natural tough guy. Is he a natural tough guy, or how does he strike you as a competitor?
He's just like every other guy. You know, everybody wants to be, you know, the best at their position. Everybody wants to be the best for the team. So he's a real competitive guy. He has, you know, all the skill set you want. And we're just excited to play together and compete together.
I got one more. As a personal note, did you do any world traveling to kick back in the off season, or what did you do to relax in the last couple of weeks or months?
Last couple of weeks, I was in Washington with family. Did a little training, but yeah, I got some time to just rehumble myself and take in everything and remember that it's a blessing to be in my shoes.
Thanks, man.